Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And it's a good day for the blues.
How do you do? I know you're excited about us being back on the radio, so thank you for that excitement. We're excited to have you there. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn on Good Day. We have Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden around somewhere. Kara Schillen is at the controls at the moment. Say hello to everybody in Mobile, Alabama. Hello, Mobile.
Hello.
Hi, Mobile.
Mobile, Madison, Wisconsin, Northwest Ohio. How do you do? Defiance, Wichita, Gainesville. People in California, all over the place, listening to Jennifer, not only here on the radio, but her window's open, and you can hear if you drive by our house. Hi, Jennifer!
I'm broadcasting from my bedroom.
So the Rams, speaking of L.A.,
yeah,
and the NFL are returning to the Los Angeles area, and the Chargers may also go to that stadium in Inglewood, which is near the airport. And I described this the other day, because on one side of the 405, it's kind of neat, all the airport, the big companies that are there. It's a kind of healthy area. Go on the other side of the 405, we're this close to where this stadium is being built. That's pretty, pretty drastic. So it's a big change. That'll be good because it'll change the neighborhood. Whether, hopefully,
I think it's going to be great, actually. I think it will really
cash,
bring,
yeah, bring new businesses in and maybe clean up. Although, when you go along Manchester, out toward Englewood and where this is being built, the businesses aren't that bad. It's sort of a clean area until you get really into the weeds. Whew.
Yeah, it's not the nicest area. I mean, you could walk down there, and it's not necessarily the safest at this point. But I've seen the plans for the stadium, and it's going to be like its own little town. I mean, there's going to be restaurants and bars, and this is going to do so many great things for this area, which is pretty impoverished.
People live there.
It's a
They'll
very
have
black area.
Buildings. You can buy condos around it. Oh, yeah.
You could get in now, definitely get in now.
Yeah. Right. Don't worry about the Iranians detaining those 10 U.S. sailors, because apparently after they seized the boats, they've determined that there was no infraction, or they figured that the boats weren't doing anything bad. There was something wrong, I guess, from what I get out of this, Kenny, something wrong with the instrumentation on these ships. I'm trying to figure out what kind of a boat. It sort of reminds me of a modern PT boat. You see the video or the pictures of this thing? And what they use it for. Why
Ask
were they
a dumb
over
question.
There?
What's a PT boat?
A PT...
It's a part-time boat.
I was going to say. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, my God. Age. Oh.
A PT
Kara,
boat.
See if you can find the song PT-109. All right? And we'll play
don't
a little
work,
bit of
don't
it.
Don't work too hard, Kara.
No. I think it's
I'm
appropriate.
I'm pretty sure that song is in black and white.
Yeah. It sounds, just by the name, it sounds like it's in black and white.
Jimmy Dean did a song, and it does go back to the 60s.
The sausage guy?
Yep. The sausage guy. Here's another one. Wait a minute. Jeepers, crow. Are we in a cultural clash here? Kara, do you know who Jimmy Dean is? I don't know if I'm going to want the answer to this.
She says, like sausage. The sausage?
Yeah. Me too, Kara, the sausage man.
So let's rewind this about, 10 years. He went into the sausage business in the 70s. Before that, he was a country singer, and he had a dozen hits, and one of them was PT-109. That's why I asked Richie for her to find
PT-109. Yeah, she couldn't find it. She looked really hard.
No, you didn't want her to find it. I know what's going on with you. You told her, don't bother.
She tried. I mean, she was digging. Just couldn't find it.
So a PT boat was used in, they were first developed for World War II, and then they were used in Vietnam. I don't know. I'm telling you, this looks like a modern version of a PT boat, which is a boat that does, I don't know the origin of what PT actually stands for, but I know that it was used as support. It was a torpedo boat, mostly. They had, on the surface, they would carry four torpedoes, and they'd get in the middle of, I mean, it's really dangerous work. The reason I wanted to have the song PT-109, because Kennedy was on a PT boat.
He was.
And the boat was blown up, and that's where he started having all the trouble with his back.
That's where he got addicted to the painkillers, right?
Broken, exactly. Right, yeah, that's what happened with that. So, looking at this picture...
That ended up killing Marilyn Monroe.
Well, you can draw that conclusion if you want. You go down that road if you want to. Help yourself. So anyway, I think the bottom line here is that that thing seems to have worked itself out. Okay, Powerball.
Do you think that the people tried to make this a little bit more than it was?
What are you talking about, the P.T. boat being captured by the Iranians?
Yes.
Of course. Absolutely. The news media trying to make it a big deal.
Right. Here's the headline when I got in the car this morning. A tense standoff over after Iran detains.
Nonsense.
You know, yeah.
Complete nonsense. And you know, BS from the news media.
The other thing, and I, maybe I'm making too much of this. Nine men, one woman detained.
You mean that we're on the 10 on the boat? There were nine sailors and nine male sailors and one female sailor.
And one female sailor.
Yeah. What are you trying to conclude?
I don't know. It just I guess it kind of surprised me.
That there was a woman on the PT boat?
Well, no, you think about the Navy, you think about, you just,
I don't know. A lot of women on ships now.
The rules just changed recently.
No, I know. And well, and this isn't even the combat stuff, but it just,
in the Navy.
It's okay, Rich. I don't think you're sexist because you sent me wine yesterday.
So all's good.
I can be bought.
Wait, but Jennifer needs a bottle of wine.
Tell Doug what I sent you.
I need more cow manure. What?
Okay,
what
so it was really cool because I had a tough day yesterday. Just a lot of meetings, a lot of stuff going on. And I come back to my desk and there's a box sitting there. And I'm like, oh, a gift. What is this? And so I open it up. And inside it says, Merry Christmas from Virginia Rich. And there are two bottles of Virginia wine inside for me to try.
And one of them was?
One of them is called... is from the Trump estate. And so I thought, you know, this wine has obviously got to be huge. And I'm very excited. You know, maybe I'll save that one for when President Trump is brought into office. Maybe I'll save that wine for that day. That
he
would be
bought a vineyard. He jumped on the Virginia wine train several years ago and bought a vineyard.
Oh, so that's really his?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No kidding. And, I thought it was just a coinkydink.
Nope. Several friends of mine have attended weddings at the vineyard, and they say it's very good, so we'll see. I'll get your professional opinion. Well, but I saw that, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to get that for Jennifer.
Trump.
All right, so Jennifer's been taken care of. It's time for us, sir. In a moment, we'll take care of some of your comments. The Powerball jackpot keeps climbing, and people are talking about it. We have some expressions of interest from those of you who are commenting at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, 14 after now.
Think green.
Harrison with you. You might remember famously that Ronald Reagan was a huge fan of bee pollen and royal jelly. New research now shows that royal jelly is one of the most nutritionally complex foods on the planet and can help people quickly overcome conditions they may have been dealing with for years. Royal jelly is also regarded for its brain-boosting capabilities. This creamy substance, made by worker bees exclusively to nourish and develop the queen bee of the hive, allows the queen bee to grow 40% larger and live 40 times longer than the worker bee who produced it. For the queen bee, it's an extraordinary fountain of youth as well as highly nutritious food source.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Some of the worst when you get caught in a hailstorm or whatever and you're going down the interstate. That's can get kind of nasty outside of Boulder, pretty high highway. You're above timberline. Not a smart thing to hide underneath a tree, but even if you want to get out of the hail, there's no trees to get underneath. It's tundra area.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes.
Paige Stewart, Durango, Colorado. Had a dresser at the time. Around March, figured I'd try to do some downhill skiing, strap my skis onto my motorcycle. And by the time I hit Bell Pass, I was breaking through about 18 inches worth of snow on I-70. The plows hadn't been out. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, so other than the throttle freezing up a little bit, it was memorable.
American Biker Minutes, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How different are you physically from your best friend? Well, let me put it this way. You got this human body which carries you through your daily life, and you probably got a few things you want to change, but a thing or two may have been changed without your knowledge. Here's the physical science of it.
Which is, needless to say, really
weird. First thing you learn in medical school is that the bodies just don't match the textbooks. In fact, there are over 10,000 regularly occurring anomalies. Extra fingers, toes, or an extra spleen here and there. And get this, did you know that one out of every six people has their organs reversed?
Well, nobody's perfect.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's proof positive that no two people are alike, but don't forget, as you relate to each other on a daily basis, we're physiologically more alike than we are different. Got a reverse body part? Let me hear about it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
17 half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So, Kenny, what do you have? Let's go through some of the postings, some of the thoughts, some of the emotions that are wrapped around the Powerball jackpot and what people are doing. $930 million if you take the cash. Some people are suggesting, like Mark Cuban, don't take the cash, all of it. Take the payout. And I think he's right about that, especially this kind of money. All right, so what else have you got, Kenny?
We asked on Facebook if you were spending more on Powerball tickets this week than you did last week. Mm-hmm. And Holly says, probably less. I won $4 last week, so I only need to spend 16 more.
Well, there you go.
I did. Jennifer won $4, too. How much have you spent far this week? How much have you spent buying? Come on. How much did you buy?
I haven't bought one yet, but I'm going to go today.
Mm-hmm. Richie, you buy any tickets yet?
Absolutely. I got $12 worth.
$12 worth. Kenny, you got any yet?
I haven't got them yet. I'm going to go out probably after the show.
Ken and I are going to go today.
I'm buying them in Arizona before I go back to California. Better chance here, I think. All right, what else, Kenny?
Luella says she's spending the same amount, $20.
Mm-hmm.
Maya says, definitely not. I'm not spending any money on the lottery whatsoever.
Was it here yesterday we were talking, or did I hear this someplace? Because I actually did listen to a number of talk radio programs as I drove my 5 hours across from L.A. to Phoenix yesterday afternoon. And I can't remember whether it was here or somewhere else that I heard the story of this guy who drove up to a Powerball station in his Mercedes and bought $3,000 worth of tickets. Were we talking about that here yesterday, or did I get that somewhere else?
I think you got that somewhere else.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? $3,000 he goes in, puts. It took 34 minutes for them to print out all of his tickets.
You know, and I have terrible news for this guy. Your odds don't go up much with multiple tickets. It's very small that your odds actually go
up. How is that? If you have more tickets, why don't you have better odds?
I don't know, but somebody smart.
The odds are so, so tiny.
Anyway,
that buying instead of having a bunch of tickets, it makes almost no difference.
Instead of having one pin in a haystack, he's got two.
I heard that this would be like the equivalent of every name of Americans on a piece of paper put into a bowl.
Yes.
The chances of you drawing your own name out of that bowl.
Yep.
So everybody goes in and you draw Doug Steffen.
The poll was complimentary with what Kenny was asking on social media. Will you spend more on Powerball tickets this week than you did last week? Let's see, 33% of you said it's about the same amount I'm spending this week as last week. 29% of you said I'm not planning on buying any. 25% said yes, more. 13% said yes. Said less. Kenny, what else have you got for comments?
John says, if I'm going to win, I will win it with one ticket for $2.
So that's right. Maybe that's the thing. That's only buy.
Rule. Yeah, I'm not spending $30, $40, $50, $100 on this.
No. Can you imagine, though, $3,000? Give me all those tickets. And the people in line. Although I went by a couple of places. When I stopped to get fuel yesterday, and I forgot even to go in, but there was no line there. Meredith said she went into a place in Florida and bought tickets. So there was no line. So where are the lines?
I had a friend post. Wouldn't it be funny if a 1%er won this?
There you go. 21 after the hour on Good Day. You're not going to know that.